The idea of using machines to simulate disaster might have amused the science fiction writer Jack Williamson. His writing explored the dark side of science and technology, and when he died on Friday, he was remembered as a founding father of 20th century science fiction.
Jack Williamson sold his first story in 1928 to a pulp magazine called Amazing Stories. By the late 1930s, he was accomplished enough to have an influence on a young writer named Ray Bradbury.
And I used to go over to his apartment, and I'd take my terrible stories over, and he'd read them and try to help me become a good writer. And I'm glad that he lived to be almost 100, because his effect on other people and on me was titanic and wonderful.
Jack Williamson's most famous book was the 1947 novel The Humanoids. That story asked if people would really be better off if robots did the work. James Frankel was Jack Williamson's longtime editor.
Robots essentially enslave them, ultimately, because they're trying to protect them from possible harm, and the best way to protect them is to not let them do anything that can be dangerous, and just about anything can be dangerous. So the robots end up being, you know, our adversaries.
Jack Williamson died Friday at the age of 98 at home in New Mexico. He leaves behind stories that were desperately optimistic, according to Patrice Caldwell. She taught creative writing with him, and here she reads the final words from Williamson's last novel, The Stonehenge Gate, published just last year.
When I feel depressed by news of spreading terror here on Earth and the dread of a dark tide rising to overwhelm civilization, it cheers me to recall that we are the new Omegans, with that magnificent legacy waiting for us. We have survived the death of our first son. Bad times may come, but surely we'll prevail.
Jack Williamson's colleague, Patrice Caldwell. She'll speak at a memorial for the author tomorrow at Eastern New Mexico University.